We're standing on what looks like a combine harvester that floats. I'm here with Jeremy Hempel from Friends of Fog Dam. Jeremy, can you explain what exactly we're standing on?
That's a pretty hard thing to describe. It just looks like a floating barge with a sort of a bit poking out the front.
That you don't want to get in the way of.
I don't think you want to get in the way of it, no. It is a bit noisy. There's a bit of clanking and things like that. This is a weed harvester, and it's got sort of cutter bars at one end, and which takes weed up a conveyor belt, then goes into a little hopper and out another conveyor belt at the back end when you want to discharge the weed onto, say, land.
But it's not just any old weed harvester. This is a weed harvester that floats specifically on Fog Dam.
Which is 300 hectares from the old Humpty Doo Rice Project, 300 hectares of open water back then in the 60s, and recently it's been almost 300 hectares of weed. So this harvests the weed and then takes it to a place, there are three islands in Fog Dam, and dumps it on one of those or on the causeway where Parks later burns it.
It's a pretty aggressive looking machine. Ahead of us, looking down the conveyor belt, there's really sharp teeth in kind of like a box shape, and I assume that just drives straight into the weed patches and rips it all up and then brings it in?
Yeah, the cutters are actually like a sickle bar harvester that people used to use for cutting hay, and now they use much more different things. So yeah, it's got three of these, two vertical and one horizontal. It's sort of thing you wouldn't want to get caught in, just like the crocodiles in Fog Dam. You wouldn't want to get caught in them either. No one's ever been taken by a crocodile here, but Parks does catch a few. And we do have a greater than 4.5 metre one, who I call Phileas, as in Phileas Fogg from Around the World in 80 Days.
The crocs aren't the king of Fog Dam anymore. This beauty is.
I think that's right. Although the guys operating it do say that there's sometimes a crocodile sort of keeps swimming fairly close to the thing, maybe waiting for them to fall out.
So what was the process of getting this weed harvester to Fog Dam?
A tricky one. It used to belong to Palmerston Council. They found it a bit big for the ponds that they had. Every time they moved it, they had to get a permit. And they bought a newer machine, which was tested by Parks here. And Palmerston Council said, hey, we got this other machine, second hand, we want to dispose of. We put in a bid to have it granted to us, which failed, and it went up for auction on the internet. A group in Victoria bought it. They really only wanted the specific trailer designed to cart this thing around, and then they then offered the harvester to us, and then we had to go raise the money.
So they didn't actually want the harvester, the weed harvester itself, they just wanted the trailer that it sat on. So did they essentially give it to you then?
No, they didn't give it to us, but yeah, you're right. They didn't want the harvester. It was a nuisance for them, and they'd have to get rid of it. So getting rid of it locally was ideal. So Parks managed to get through their system, government system, getting money quickly. We put in a grant for $5,000 from Bendigo Bank and also put in about $3,000 of our own money that we had at the time.
So 16 grand all up for the weed harvester, but I understand they fetch quite a price brand new.
Yeah, we understand a new one of this design would be about $260,000. So this is a sort of a bargain.
It's not on the water now. We are standing on it, but let's not pretend we're out on Fog Dam. We're sitting in some repair yards. What's wrong with it at the moment?
Oh, it's got some. It did suffer a bit of damage one day. So one of the paddle wheels, it's a bit of a paddle wheel drive thing, one of them broke a shaft and the motor was damaged as well. And we've had a bit of problem with one of the chain conveyors. A couple of repairs have had to be made with that.
It doesn't look like something I've ever seen on the water before.
No, but it's pretty impressive. When it was operating, which is until only a couple of weeks ago, all the visitors to Fog Dam were all really impressed by it, and they're standing there watching the thing working. And it's also, the results of it have been really impressive as well. There's now quite a lot of open water, which impresses people like Rick Shine and Thomas Madsen, both professors from Sydney and Wollongong University, respectively, who've been studying the area, the biology, for over 20 years, I think in Rick Shine's case, since 1985.
Why is it important to remove the weeds from Fog Dam? Because when you drive down that little strip of road, a lot of them look quite impressive, like water lilies, pink water lilies. Is that what's getting taken up in this?
Some of that will go, but it's more the Eleocharis weed, and there's also a lot of floating grass mats and melaleucas and things like that. Fog Dam itself is an important, registered as an important birding area, and it rates in the top 10 birding sites by both Australian Geographic and the Birds Australia organisation. A lot of people want to see open water, so the migratory birds that used to come here 20 or so years ago come back, and it's now visible that there are ducks and geese and things on the dam, which they couldn't do it until recently because it was all so inundated with weeds.
And so how long will it take to remove all these weeds from Fog Dam?
The dam itself is 300 hectares of open water originally, and to clear most of that will take about 1 year, full-time, 5 days per week. The harvester itself is one of these interesting things, great community project. It's operated by two low-risk prisoners, and Charles Darwin University is training them in one operating it and other aspects to get to Cert 3 level, so they'll have skills when they depart the prison system. So it's a great project.
So a big community project, but one that's obviously going to be ongoing because I guess the weeds keep growing back, so there's always a need for this harvester.
It's like the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Once you finish, you've got to start again. I think it'll probably be within a month it should be back in the water again, and it will be operating pretty close to the dam wall for quite a while, but the dam itself is about 1 kilometre long, so at times it'll be way off in the distance where you won't really see it. But for the next few months, it should be fairly close to the wall and visible.
Jeremy Hempel, thank you very much for showing me this floating weed harvester.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.